And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a few folks to talk about the upcoming Sesquicentennial Museum Walk. It's happening this Friday. And also what is happening over the course of the week. We have Jeff Budd with the Sesquicentennial Commemoration, Jenya Anichenko with Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, and Caitlin Rogers with Sitka History Museum. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, our focus this morning is on Friday's Museum Walk. And Jeff, let's have an overview.
Well, it's from 6 to 8 o'clock this Friday, the 31st. There'll be a bus that'll provide transportation going between all the sites, just picking up and dropping people off if they like. They can leave their cart at the Centennial Building, for example. And then Caitlin and Jenny will talk about too, but the other museums that are going to be involved, Sheldon Jackson Museum, and they'll have their Artifact of the Month and other exhibits and things there. And then the National Historical Park, at the park itself, they'll have the new exhibit, the new art that's just been commissioned, and they'll be able to, the opening for that is Wednesday, I believe, but it'll also be there on Friday. So if you didn't get a chance to go see it on Wednesday, you can see it then. And the Russian Bishop's House will be open too. If you've never been there, if your kids haven't been there, it's a chance to go see that.
So how many museums total?
Six.
Six museums.
And it's
that's
based
a lot
on the
museums.
Whole art walk kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty exciting. Jenya, let's talk about Sitka Maritime Heritage Society and what's planned over at the boathouse.
Well, we're all about children this Friday. We'll have a number of very exciting children activities. You can come and try to caulk a ship, have caulking interactive. You can practice your maritime knots. I'm sure that there are a lot of experts in this community, but the young people are very much welcome. We'll provide some instructions. And you will also be able to build your own little wooden boat and paint it. So a lot of fun. Be prepared to be maybe a little bit messy while painting. And there will be cookies and hot chocolate.
All right, let's talk about where the boathouse is.
The boathouse is right across the bridge, so you'll have to take either your car or a bus, which will be provided, and go over the bridge to Yaponsky Island.
And it's the white building.
Also, you'll be able to go inside and tour it. I know many people saw it, but not too many have been inside. So we'll let you in and give you a tour of it.
Okay. And Caitlin Rogers, what's happening at the Sitka History Museum?
Well, we have a few things going on. We'll be doing an informal presentation about the new museum design and exhibits that will be going in shortly. We have the traveling exhibit from the Office of History and Archaeology. It's the 1860s Life in Alaska exhibit. And then we'll have a silent auction. We'll be selling Dale D. Arman prints. There'll be a string quartet, and we'll have refreshments as well.
Okay, so lots going on in those two museums. Jeff, talk about, how you came up with this idea of a museum walk.
I think it was Hal Spackman's idea. And when we started looking at this whole thing is part of this kickoff week. So March 30th is when, 1867, when people back in Washington, D.C. signed the deal transferring Alaska from Russia to the United States. And so we wanted to have a kickoff week. And so there's a series of events starting tomorrow and all through April 1st, up at the Performing Arts Center. And so this was just part of that. So we wanted to have events that would just kind of call attention to that, and then as the year goes by and we head towards Alaska Day, there'll be more and more events as we go along. And so this is the kickoff, and the museum walk, which I think will be fun, will be part of that. And I think every place will have some kind of refreshments and snacks and something for people to do and see, and it'll just be a kind of a fun thing to go see your neighbors and as you would in an art walk and see what's new.
All right. Well,
what's old.
Let's talk about what else is happening during this kickoff week. It starts tomorrow.
It starts on Tuesday with the Youth Salute to Alaska's History. That will be at 6:30 p.m. at Centennial Hall. We'll have the fourth grade play about the transfer. We'll have kindergarten through 12th grade groups performing music. There'll be dance performances as well. like Jeff said, on Wednesday, the art exhibit will open at the Sitka National Historical Park in the commemoration of the 150th anniversary. Artists will be there so they can talk about their artwork. And then on Thursday will be the celebration of the Tlingit people, another perspective of the sesquicentennial, a time to heal, and that will be at the community house. That'll be at 6:30. And then Friday is the museum walk. And then Saturday is the Music Without Borders concert featuring the Moscow Nights Trio and the Russian American Colony Singers, as well as the New York Angel Dancers, St. Michael's Cathedral Choir. And that will be at the PAC at 7. Tickets are still on sale at Old Harbor Books as well.
So that's the only event that's going to cost money. Mm-hmm. Everything else is free.
Everything else is free.
And Jen, you might have a little bit of information about what folks might see over at the Russian Orthodox Cathedral.
Yes, Russian Orthodox Cathedral, St. Michael's, is also part of the museum walk. And it's a beautiful building. I hope everybody has been there before. But if you haven't, please come. If you have been there before, there is something new to see. There is a brand new icon just arrived and was blessed last Sunday. And it's the icon of six saints of Sitka. Russian Orthodox Saints of Sitka. So I'm Russian Orthodox, and I wasn't actually aware that we have so many here. So it's a beautiful icon. You can learn more about history of these people and enjoy a beautiful cathedral.
You know, I think we don't often consider the museums that we have in this town in our daily life. They're just there. They're buildings, but they're actually living, active organizations.
Yeah, and going back to the Six Saints, later on, one of the things we'll do is a speaker series, and Father Oleska is going to speak, and Sitka has more saints than any other city in the United States of America.
We're a holy place.
Six. Pardon me?
We're a holy place.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Right. So there is a lot going on the museum walk on Friday and a lot going on this week. Just briefly, let's talk about the sesquicentennial as a whole, and what it's going to look like heading up to Alaska Day, Jeff.
Well, this is a kickoff, and as I said, there'll be the speaker series, which will be going on. We're working with Emmett Williams, and he's produced some podcasts, speaking with, I think, a dozen or so speakers, and those will be made available through you guys to start with, but it'll also be part of the curriculum that we'll put out to schools and other historical societies. The speaker series will be recorded, and then all the different things are going to happen the 2 weeks in Alaska Day. Or that Alaska week, or weeks, as it were. And there'll be new things coming along, too. So if people have ideas, they can go to our website, as Caitlin knows it better,
www.ak150.com.
Yeah. Yep, I have it up right here. It says alaska150.com. And there's a schedule of events and lots of interesting information. And the perspective on this is that it's a commemoration.
Right. And, you know, I guess if we're going to be, you know, Frank, it's not everybody thinks it's something that should have happened, but it's history and it did happen. And so I think the thing on Thursday evening I'm looking forward to the thing on Thursday evening at the community house to hear the native perspective. I think that'll be pretty interesting. And I think there'll be dancing there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to that.
Clan leaders, culture bearers, mm-hmm. Alaska Native dancers and storytellers will all be at the Sheetkakwan Nakahiti at 6:30 on Thursday. Yeah.
So we've been working hard on it, and these guys have been working hard on it, and the museums were all happy to do it. And it is pretty interesting to think of a town of 9,000 people with six different museums. And
each offering a little different perspective on what it means to live and work and play here in Sitka in Southeast Alaska.
And then the new History Museum in the Centennial Building is just getting started.
So when is that actually opening up for regular public?
We are shooting for fall. It's just been kind of a slow process, but we're getting there.
And you have a capital campaign going on?
We do. We're hoping to raise a little more money to get us going.
Okay. And just generally, Jenya, what's happening at the Boathouse and with the Maritime Heritage Society?
Oh, a lot of different things. We are talking about having more programming going on, being more active on the local scene. And we continue working on our building. As you probably know, that building needs a lot of love, and the society has been working on it for quite a while. And we have received recently a grant, which will hopefully allow us to build an office addition with bathrooms and a heat and all other necessary elements. So we're looking forward to raising also a little bit more money and building that addition hopefully this year.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Any parting thoughts?
Oh, we'll see you on Friday for the museum walk, right?
Mm-hmm. Please come.
And all the other things.
All right.
Oh, the bus. There will be bus. Yep.
Where can you pick up the bus?
Anywhere. But it's going to go between all six museums. So if you're without transportation, there'll be transportation.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jeff Budd with the Sesquicentennial Commemoration, Jinya Anichenko with Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, and Caitlin Rogers with the Sitka History Museum.